We think of high school as a launching pad to the future. But for some young people, some dire things have already happened. Here's Basim Blunt to introduce today's story for Dayton Youth Radio.
Today we have a piece entitled Hurricane. It's about drugs and being a teenager in today's world. In this story, you'll hear the term blunt, which is a marijuana joint rolled in a cigar, and also laced weed, which is marijuana mixed with synthetic drugs, and they can be powerful. Here is Dalton McKnight to tell his story.
My name is Dalton McKnight. I'm a 17-year-old senior at Centerville High School. I'm on probation. I used to be a pothead. I've even smoked for about 5 to 6 years of my life. Growing up, people all around me were always smoking either cigarettes or cigars. My stepdad smoked cigarettes daily, going through about 2 or 3 cartons a day. My grandpa would smoke about a box of 5 cigarettes daily. And for my uncle, well, he smoked weed and cigarettes. Even though I was younger, I didn't see anything wrong with me smoking since everyone else around me was smoking. I remember the first time I had ever smoked weed. I was about 8 or 9. I was in the 3rd grade, chilling after school with some of the older high school kids. My friend B-Man and a couple of his buddies were chilling in the house playing Xbox in his room. B-Man was more of the subtle druggie who liked to kick back, get high, and just stay cool. One of his friends thought it would be a good idea to go out in his garage and start smoking a couple of blunts. B-Man and the other older kids left me in the room with the Xbox and told me to keep playing. Time passed and I got bored, so I headed into the garage. This is where I saw B-Man and all of his friends sitting there picking out stems out of the weed on the pool table. There were a couple of grams and a scale sitting there with it, along with little baggies everywhere. These were the kids that were stoned out of their minds. I knew one of them at the time, and he told me to go ahead and take a quick hit. After hitting it, I almost got this instant odd rush through my body. When I got home, I had this awful craving for food and my mouth was so dry. I tried to eat something, but I was too tired, so I just went to bed. After that night, me and B-Man would start hanging out more and more. I would start doing it before school, at lunch, and depending on if I knew my parents were going to be home, after school. I was addicted. I got into some bad things along the way, such as theft and selling small amounts of weed here and there. There was one particular day I went out to lunch and smoked some laced weed. I remember not being able to drive when returning to school, passing out in my 6th period classroom, taken to the hospital in the back of an ambulance. I ended up on probation. Probation was really hard for me because I was going through withdrawals. I kind of hope that other teenagers will listen to this and kind of take an aspect that people try to smoke because, like, it's the cool thing to do, or, like, people go to parties and do it because all the other kids are doing it and that's, like, their way to get in the cool life. But really, most people have other reasons of using it. Like, for me, it was to cure the broken home and the emptiness that I had inside my soul and my body, cope with a lot of the emotional strain that I was feeling in my life. Kind of dealing with that broken home and, like, with my mom and stuff, like, moving to my dad's, kind of, like, dealing with my mom's heartbreak. I just turned to the weed to kind of, like, establish something inside myself to make me feel better, kind of just trying to replace something that I felt like I was missing. I did this story because I feel that you can't really depend on a substance to fix or heal your pain. For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Dalton McKnight.
That was Hurricane, written and produced by Dalton McKnight, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Dalton's teacher, Trisha Rapak. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.